Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Well, hi, and thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations. Well, today in our program, we have a special guest. It's Chris Kalel, and he has been here for several times, and we're just so glad to have him back. So, Chris, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me. I think now I'm referred to as a recurring guest star. I think that's how it refers to.
There you go. I wouldn't have thought about that, but I think you are definitely a guest star. So, well, Chris is our camp director for Camp Good News, and he is just a phenomenal man of many talents, but he has just a heart and passion for camp. And there might be some people out there, Chris, that are saying, camp, what camp? Or Camp Good News, or where is Camp Good News? And I actually had someone, it's my hairdresser that said, well, Camp Good News, where's that at? And so, I was like, yes, we've been out there for 60 years and trying to have a smile on my face. So,
that's right.
So tell me, some of the people might be asking, you know, what is Camp Good News and what do you do out there?
Sure. I actually hear that question a lot, even in Washington where we're at. So we are an overnight and day camp in Washington. So we run during the summer months. We have 9 weeks, I think, of overnight camp. Nope, that's not right. We have 7 weeks of overnight camp and 7 weeks
off.
Of day
okay.
camp.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we have 2 weeks of training. That's where the 9 came from.
Right.
Uh-huh. And so we work with boys and girls ages 6 to 15 during the summer. So we have different camps available, several for the younger ones, a couple for the medium ones, and then we have 1 week for teen camp.
And that's new because we just started that just a couple years ago.
Just last year.
We yep. went from, you know, like 7 to 12, and then we expanded that up to 15, right?
Yes. And it went very well last year. We're excited. And we're already seeing numbers come in for that this year.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's looking to fill up again. So, and then we also have ages 13 and up can actually come and work at camp too. So if they can attend the teen week or they can come and work the rest of the summer. And so we have different staff that come out and then the rest of the year we have retreats and events and, and camp has a little bit of everything going on. In fact, I even go to schools and do stuff. And so we are all over the place.
So you're not just a summer thing. You're a year-round ministry at Camp Good News.
Nonstop.
And for those of you that may not have heard of Camp Good News, Camp Good News is a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship, as I mentioned before, that we've had for over 60. Is it 62 or 63?
I think we're up to 63 now.
That's
so.
Amazing.
1955.
The Lord has just blessed us with, I just love it because camp ministry is an additional ministry tool for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, you know, anyone that knows you, they know that you have a creative turn of mind and you just love to do new things. So what's new at Camp Good News this year?
Oh, we always have something new. I like to mix things up and change it up. So we just kind of remodeled, but we designed our dining hall a little bit different. So it was bright, colorful colors and just it looked kind of old and dated. And so we repainted, put up some nice, gorgeous palette walls and stuff and just made the dining hall look really nice. And kind of redesigned on the tables and stuff there. We added a new week. We call it Discovery Camp. It's a shorter week, so it's only 2 nights, but it's kind of to discover if you can do camp. I know we have a lot of parents, especially parents of younger children, that are like, oh, I don't know if they can make it a whole week. And
right.
So they can try out the Discovery Camp and see how they do there and kind of go from there.
And that's the first week of July, the fourth.
Yes.
Yep.
July. It's June 30th through July 2nd is how long it goes.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big favorites, the girls are loving it every time I announce it. We're putting air conditioning in the girls' cabins. And
woo-hoo!
So they're going to be stoked this year. Their cabins get very hot. They get all sun all day long. And as well, their bathrooms and showers are in their cabins. So the heat from the shower makes it kind of humid and hot in their cabins all day. And so we're going to put AC in there this year and really keep the place nice and cool. The girls will love it. The boys, they're out there in their tree houses. They get shade all day. It's always nice and chilly in their cabin anyway.
They're born to sweat. They'll be just fine. So.
We got some new throwing sports. So we have a throwing range where we had tomahawks, and then we added knives and ninja stars last year, and now we've added some new stuff. We have batarangs, and we have these new throwing nails and a spear and some different things with our throwing sports out there just to kind of add some fun to that.
And I just want to remind people that we're still a gospel camp, but we'd like to do fun things too.
Yeah, the fun is what brings the kids. That's the whole goal. We do all this fun. It gets the kids out there, and we get a chance to share with them the good news.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really cool.
And take out their anxiety on in the correct way.
That's right. That's right. Something new. We haven't actually finished getting it ready. So hopefully we just haven't had nice weather. And so it's finally starting to get nice out there. And so we're starting to do this, but we're adding in recreational tree climbing. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little bit different. You don't just climb a tree like you did as a kid. This is where you're harnessed up and you have all these ropes that hang down from the tree. And we teach the campers how to tie certain knots, and then they climb up and they can play tag or swing, or we even put, they're called tree boats, but they're just hammocks hanging in tree. So the kids can hang out in those. And but we've just started doing training for that because it's finally nice enough to get outside and start climbing trees.
That sounds fun.
So hopefully it will be ready by this summer. We'll see what happens. We got some new critters in the Nature Center. In fact, I just got a brand new one that everyone loves. It's our new little baby fox. She's adorable. Her name is S'mores, S'mores the Fox. And so she's part of our Nature Center. We get new critters all the time as I learn about some different stuff and get some different ideas and cool facts about the critters. We'll get those critters so that we can go and teach about them and then teach the campers.
I saw the picture on Facebook and my son, who's 10 years old, he goes, "Oh, I just want to hold it."
Yeah, that's what everyone says. She's pretty adorable. So no one wants to hold the baby banana slugs. Apparently they're not as adorable.
Or kiss them.
Yeah. And so we're also adding a craft room this year. And
okay.
So we've always kind of had a craft space at camp, but this year we're getting a dedicated room. So we'll be able to add a lot more different crafts. Yeah, it's a lot bigger. Well, in the past when we did crafts, this is the craft for the summer, where now we can have multiple crafts so campers can come in and choose kind of what craft they want to do. And so that'll be really nice. We also have our day camp area where they met last year. It was kind of a public meeting space. So overnight campers would come by, and it didn't really work well for the day camp. And so they're actually going to have their own dedicated space that's just for them this year.
Now, I'm not sure that people realize that we've always been an overnight camp, but we did add last year, I think it was, day camp. And so that works congruent with the overnight camp.
So it goes on at the same time. They have seven weeks as well. Each week has a different theme, which is really cool. So I know we have one camper right now that's signed up for all 7 weeks because each week is different in day camp. And so he gets a whole new week every week.
I know you're really pumped because you have this new software registration system.
Oh, I love it. It does have its kind of new little we got to deal with these little bugs and stuff because it's new. But it is wonderful. In fact, I can pull it up on my phone and get stuff. If I need to talk to parents and stuff, I can see and help them right there. And I know I had a parent the other day, they were having trouble getting in. I was able to hop on real fast and fix it and take care of it for them.
Amazing.
And then next year it's going to be even better because this year parents are putting all the information in. So there's a lot of typing, a lot of questions. But next year that information's already there in their account. And so next year they can just choose the week they want for camp and they don't have to re-enter all this stuff.
Sweet. That's great.
I always think I have seven children, so I think of trying to add in all that information for my seven kids every time would be awful. So this will be wonderful.
Now, you have all these things going on, but what's your favorite? I mean, do you have? Or maybe you don't play favorites. So.
Oh, no, I totally play favorites. my favorite is the Nature Center. I love the Nature Center.
Okay.
And it, because of the animals, I am a big animal person. I enjoy that. But the outdoor ed program is also the teacher in me comes out, and I enjoy.
Right.
Outdoor ed is very, we do a lot with STEM or STEAM. And so a lot of it is the kids kind of figuring out, learning for themselves, or we have maker spaces and things like that. But even just the building of the water rockets or learning about the rocks or even doing the giant 20-foot long solar balloon that we have that goes up in the air just from the heat of the sun. Like all of those are really fun and interesting and gives a chance of kids to learn as well as kind of have a neat kind of time. Plus it helps. I am very much, instead of telling the kids this is the way it is, if they learn this is the way it is and they learn these things, they that sticks with them better. And so...
Wow, so much going on. Now, every year you have a theme. So your theme this year is salt and light.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's off of the Matthew 5, 13 and 14. You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world.
Right.
And so we're basing it off that. Our plan is, especially with chapel time, we're going to look at Old Testament characters that were lights in their dark world and then how the campers can apply that to their own life and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've just kind of started working on the chapel messages and things like that. But my favorite, I'm actually wearing it today.
Yes.
Is our salt. salt and light shirts, and they glow in the dark. It's so cool.
And if this was not a radio medium, you could see this, but yes. It's awesome. It's awesome.
It is pretty fun.
That's great. Now, if someone's out there and they're like, I'm interested in sending my child to camp, or I know someone that might be interested, or my grandchild, how do they get on that software thing to sign their child up to camp?
Yeah, so the easiest way is our website, iheartcamp.org. And when you go there, there's a registration tab, and you choose what registration you're going for. And we have different weeks available. So for ages 7 to 10, they can choose either Kid Quest or Outdoor Adventure.
And these are each different themed weeks.
Yes.
So it's not the same old.
Not the same. Yeah, it's a little bit different each week. Okay. They still get to do everything. So everyone gets to ride the zip line. Everyone gets to go to the nature center. But we do some different things throughout the week with games and stuff to make it interesting.
So you get two for ages 7 to 10, yep. Kid Quest, and then Outdoor Adventure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then 11 and 12-year-olds have Camp Extreme or Treasure Seekers. So Treasure Seekers is new this year. We filled our 11 and 12-year-old week last year and had a waiting list, so we wanted to add a week on for them.
Okay.
And then ages 13 to 15, we have Camp 318s.
Yeah, that's the new camp,
The new one. And then again, the Discovery Camp, so that's short week, but we actually lowered the age. So it goes ages 6 to 10 can come out for that short week and see if camp is right for them.
Okay.
And then we have some special weeks. So we do a special week for foster children called Kingdom Kids. So ages 7 to 11 that are foster kids can come out for that. And we also have a special week called Legacy Changers for ages 7 to 11. And these are children of prisoners can come out to camp completely free. And so we offer that for them. And then we have our wilderness camps. And so wilderness camps are not in the normal camp. They actually go out in the woods. There's a cabin out there, and they sleep in tents, and they do some cooking outside. And so we have a boys camp and a girls camp, so two different camps. And those are for ages 11 to 13.
It's a happening place.
Yeah,
camp
it is.
But, you know, I'm sure you can't do this all by yourself. So you have college students and high school students. So what are your needs are? I know that, you know, we're still in spring, or we're trying to start spring, but, you know, summer ministry is right around the corner. So do you have any staff needs for the summer?
We do. Our biggest need right now is a male senior counselor. So another guy that wants to come out and hang out all summer and be a counselor out there. We also need a male junior counselor. So senior counselors have graduated this coming May or before. So as long as they're high school graduates, junior counselors need to be ages 15 and up. So those are some big needs. And then cooks. We always need cooks every year.
And lifeguards.
And right. So, yeah, those are the big ones that we really need. But our needs are actually on our website. And so they can actually go to the website or our Facebook page and see our needs there and apply to be on staff that way.
So give us that website so people can contact either for campers or for serving at a camp.
Yeah, so it's iheartcamp.org.
Okay. And if they want to apply, it's iheartcamp.org and then just apply. So, but they can figure it out if they go to iheartcamp.org.
That's right.
Well, that is wonderful. I know you have in ministry, you have all kinds of different things going on, but at the same time, you need resources and you need people to partner together with you. So just briefly, just share what are some of the biggest needs that you have at camp right now.
It's always funds, unfortunately. Camp does cost money. And so scholarships and our programs and paying for staff and things like that, that always costs money, as well as prayer. It's a tough summer and working with those campers and stuff. Our counselors and our staff need prayer for that. And then also, I love having places to share camp. Just if you have a church or a school group or somewhere that we can go and just tell others about camp so that they can come and be a part of it and enjoy it and learn while they're there.
And speaking of funds needed for the summer, we're having a special fundraiser coming up.
Yes, it's going to be awesome.
Yep, it's with the Kramers. And so just tell us real quick about that and how that can help benefit CEF, the Summer Ministry, and Camp Good News.
Now, here's the best part. It's a free concert.
Free.
That's the best.
Yes,
and
free.
So it's Thursday, May 2nd at 6 p.m. at Bethany Baptist Church. And we're calling it an evening of prayer and praise. And we're actually celebrating because it's the National Day of Prayer. And so we will be having a time of prayer during that. But we have a goal of $40,000 to help raise funds and for CEF, Summer Ministries, as well as Camp Good News. And helping with the training school, helping with 5-day clubs and camp. And so please come to this, and we will be having a time of offering there that you can give and help these ministries.
That's wonderful. Again, that's May 2nd, 6 o'clock. Bethany Baptist Church is the host church for the Kramer Concert. Love to have you come. Well, Chris, thanks for being here and just giving us a taste of what's happening at Camp Good News.
Thank you.
But again, for those of you listening, just please pray. Pray for the whole summer ministry and for the camp that would impact children with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening, and hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Tell me again.